Rapidly.
Back then, as far as you can remember, the farthest back, how would they wash clothes?
How they wash them? Uh-huh. Well, your grandmother could probably tell you. What they did, they would have a big tub out there. Mm-hmm. And they'd have a washboard with corrugated metal or wood. Mm-hmm. Kind of rigid like. You take those things and scrub it like this. Mm-hmm. I can remember my grandmother when she was raising a family of 12 children, 11 children. Mm-hmm. And that's all they had to wash clothes with. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Would they ever use a big pot to do that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Use that. You take that after you got them washed out of that. Mm-hmm. Or you could put them in the pot. It had legs on it, pegs on it, like. Mm-hmm. And you build a fire and get water to boiling. And you use that to boil the
clothes.
Mm-hmm. Hot water would boil much easier.
Would they put soap in it?
Oh yeah, put soap in it. Mm-hmm. And then they came along with all these modern detergents, mm-hmm. and simplified lots of it.
How would they get the soap out?
Well, you keep put some more water, pull that out, get some clean water, rinse them out. It was a process of elimination, mm-hmm. eliminating the dirty water, the soiled water, mm-hmm. and getting the clean water. Mm-hmm. Now she had done all of that herself at times, just in a small scale at home, mm-hmm. maybe needed. But of course, in our lifetime mostly, well, it's been different. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see syrup being made?
Well, sure.
How would you do that?
In fact, I just sold a big syrup kettle a few months ago, 80-gallon kettle. But what they would do, of course, the old way was to get one of these syrup kettles like this. It had a rim around it, and you rest that on and it went down, and you build a fire under there to get the thing. And as it got hot, the syrup would start boiling. And what do you call the syrup?
The top of it?
The skimming.
Well, anyhow, had to skim it. You'd stand there with a ladle and skim it. And by so doing, you would get rid of the impurities, because the impurities would rise to the top. Like to say about truth, truth crushed to earth shall rise again. Mm-hmm. And that's what's true with that. Not everybody knew how to cook syrup. And then he came along with what they call a modern evaporator. I've seen them, some of them 20 feet long or longer. Mm-hmm. And they fired them with gas or such as that. And the juice pours in from the cane mill with grinding. The juice pours into it. And it cooks as it goes along, and then when the syrup has cooked long enough, whoever's in charge of it opens up a little valve when the syrup starts to come out. Mm-hmm. It was a homemade process, so to speak, but it was very good.
Could you ever make anything out of the skimmings?
You make cane buck, yeah. Uh-huh.
What would that taste like?
Well, it'd make a rabbit jump in a bulldog's face. Because